right, roll along on this Friday, July 30th, 9:47 in the a.m. Hope that you've got a good start to your weekend, maybe getting a little early start. A little warm and humid, Paul.
Oh, been horrible. It's going to be this way through Saturday, and then it starts to cool up by at least 10, 12 degrees over the course of next week with another heat streak coming through on Saturday. So a week from
when
Saturday.
When do the preps get on the field? We don't do 2 days anymore, do we?
Not really. It's unique now, but there's a lot of workouts going on already. You're able to meet. You're able to be with kids on the field and in different numbers and positions and stuff like that. But it'll start up in earnest, I believe, next week or the week after? It's one of those 2 weeks. But it's coming around.
Right.
But most teams are still meeting with kids and doing things right now. It's that's the way high school football is anymore. It's a big business anymore.
Sure. NFL doesn't do the two-a-days either. I mean, technically they do two-a-days if you count a walkthrough, usually in the afternoon, behind closed doors. Mm. Usually you do the, full practice in the morning trying to beat the daily heat. And then the afternoon, you basically are doing walkthroughs and things of that nature. So,
well, in the NFL, it's almost totally different than it used to be because an NFL camp, and nobody knows this better than you, my friend, but most NFL camps are not very physical. Not physical in terms of the way they used to be, because there was a point in time not that many years ago where an NFL camp was brutal. I mean, I'm using
Well, that's
the word
been collectively bargained.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's
but
been,
it was
that's
brutal.
Been collectively bargained.
That
and,
is
and
correct.
By the way, that's probably, and I know that there's still a thought, an old school thought of the value of being physical in a camp. And there may be some merit to that in small doses. I think that you can be physical without taking players to the ground. Do you agree with that statement or not?
There's got to be some physicality somewhere. A coach has to understand.
You got to be able to pop somebody. You got to be able to pop somebody.
Can you drive somebody off the line of scrimmage? Can you handle an offensive lineman? Can you be physical with a receiver? Can a linebacker fill a gap? That is still involved, but it was at one point it was brutal. It was really and truly unconscionable the way these football players were treated. But even in today's world, there are questions that have to be answered by players to coaches. Coaches got to know, can you fill a gap? Can you handle an offensive line? And so somewhere along the line, I'm not saying you got to do that every day. You don't have to do it every practice. But you got to do it somewhere along the line, Bruce.
Although, Paul, aren't the questions in the NFL more along the lines of, I don't think there are physical questions in the NFL. If you are at this level, even if you are being invited into a camp where you've got another close to 35, 40 guys that aren't even going to make a team, I think that there is an understanding that you have played the game long enough and well enough to get that part of the equation. The difficult part of football for me is, can guys grasp concepts? Can guys think quickly with those concepts in mind? Can guys take what they learn in rooms, in watching film and going through things in their position rooms, and can they apply that to the field? The mental side of the game of football is underrated because everyone exalts in the physical side of the game. But my God, if you don't understand defenses that change at the line of scrimmage, if you don't understand one high changing to two wide in the defensive backfield, two safeties, or where a blitz is coming from, or those are the things that I think are the biggest questions that coaches have about players. You don't get to the NFL, Paul, unless you are immensely talented.
I got you.
Immensely talented.
Well,
and I mean, I understand. You know, you want to get something that approximates speed of the game. I think that's the big thing. Can you approximate speed of games in practice? And the answer is generally no, unless you're going ones on ones, twos on twos. Maybe you can get that, but you just don't see guys take guys to the field anymore. You don't see.
No.
You see the initial pop. You can see an initial pop. You don't see any receivers getting hit across the middle
mm-hmm.
in practices.
Right. Well,
and you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, really.
Even tackling drills are all different. But I'll say this about a camp, and particularly like, let's say, the Denver Broncos. They have three offensive linemen, you know, that are competing for one position. There's going to be degrees of physicality between those three guys, and it would be up to a coaching staff to figure out who is the most physical, who can be the one that has the best feet, who's the one that can handle. Because a lot of times in the NFL, there are many teams that you're going to line up with an offensive guard. He's going to have a three tech over him. That's just the way it is. And who can handle that? Who can come off the ball? Who can drive? Who can get movement? There's only one way you can tell that if you got three guys competing for one position, and two of those guys got to be released. Bruce, there's only one way to figure that out, and I'm not saying you go out and you kill them and you beat them to death. That's not what I'm saying. But there's got to be, and I'm not saying you got to go to the ground. I'm saying that there's got to be somebody coming off the ball and figuring out who.
Well,
has
that's
the
where
best.
Most of the contact is in camp,
well,
anyway.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Most of the contact in camp is between, or in the trenches. That's where it happens.
Well, fair enough. And
that's where it happens.
But you see what I'm saying, that there are degrees.
No, I know what you're
there
saying.
Are
I know, there are degrees, but it's even more important. And here's another thing. People look at positions along the offensive line, for instance, and we're kind of getting into the weeds, so it's a short segment, so indulge us a little bit.
Yeah, please.
Paul and I like to talk football. People think, okay, well, that's an offensive guard. Okay, but you're not just an offensive guard. You are part of a five-man team across the line of scrimmage that is taking signals, usually barked by a center, on the type of blocking that you're going to do. And that blocking is not done by yourself. You're doing it in concert with the guy to your left. You're working with if you're the left guard, you're working with the left tackle. There are levels of help that both guys are responsible for. First level, second level. There are things that guys do on hinges where the offensive line stays intact that most fans would be stunned at the complexity of playing a position like the offensive line. And Paul, in this day and age, if you can't play more than one position on the offensive line, even in the NFL, unless you are just one of those rare guys at left tackle or whatever position that, you know, that's what you play and you leave them alone because that's your blind side, etc. But anymore in the NFL, you got to have guys that are versatile, that can play different positions, can play on the right side, the left side. Can a center also play a little guard if he has to? It's just kind of the nature of the beast. Anyway.
Well said.
We digress. But we're going to turn to a little baseball coming up next. What's on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets? Yes. More from conference realignment, the Big 12, where they are, who's coming to get them, who are they going to get? We'll talk about that, amongst other things. Max Scherzer has a new team. But it wasn't the team that it looked like for most of the day it was going to be.
Right.
Happens to be a division rival. That's an interesting story. Not only that, but where Max Scherzer is a free agent may end up going back to. Crazy stuff in the NBA draft as well. We're back in a minute.